在美国哈啊，感恩节是个最有家庭气氛的节日啊。前两天大部分家人都会聚集哈，知道有些小孩子几乎急着回学校了。不过大家都可能呢回家，全家啊聚集欢度佳节。
Thanksgiving is the most family-oriented holiday in the United States. We have people coming, especially college kids coming from home. And so on this day, everyone goes home as much as possible to reunite with the whole family and to celebrate this day.
啊，就是我们在美国的中国人也高兴的来接受这美国的文化的优点，在这佳节呢与家人团聚。
Even like our Chinese people in America, we're happy to accept this American culture and adopt. And so on this day, we reunite with our families as well.
那身为基督徒的我们呢，更是满怀感恩的心，不但与自己的家人团聚呢，也欢喜的来到教会，与这属灵的大家庭的家人，我们一起来感恩哈，一起来数算神的恩典。
As Christians, we're filled with gratitude. So not only we reunite with our own families, but we also reunite with the family of our church. This is a big family, and here we can count the grace of the Lord together.
所以我们今天的信息的题目就是数算数主恩典哈，我要与大家一起来数算主的恩典。
And so today's topic is to count the grace of the Lord.I want to count the blessings of the Lord together with everyone here.
那首先我们就从这个神的创造哈，从创造。
First, let's look at God's creation.
在创世纪圣经一开始哈，第一章就是说，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，眼面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
At the very beginning of the Bible, it tells us.In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
所以我们知道，圣经其实是写给我们啊，这个人类哈，在地球的人类的哈。
We must know that the Bible was written for us human beings.
圣经这边说，起初神创造天地的时候啊，是讲我们这个太阳系这个地球哈、啊，已经有地，已经甚至有水啊。当时不知道这边宇宙发生了什么事，总是我们这个地球是一塌糊涂哈、啊，日月都看不见的哈、啊。
When it says in the beginning, it meant the beginning of the earth where we had.We may have something, but everything was not in order. We didn't have a sun, didn't have moon.
所以这边我要提醒说，如果有人从科学角度说这地球已经多少年多少年，人类才多少人，一点都不影响我们的信仰 ，OK？ 因为圣经是告诉我们人对跟人有关的，我们这个啊最热爱的人类。
So if people start scientific data or evidence trying to tell us how old the earth is and what things were there prior to the earth, it shouldn't interfere with what the Bible is trying to tell us because the Bible is trying to tell us what is related to us.
所以圣经就继续的记载神怎么样为我们创造这个我们所居住的地球与太阳系这个环境。
And the Bible continues to report how God created this solar system where we live.
他把这混乱的世界啊分开了光水有云，然后有太阳，晚上有月亮。
He separated the water and the land, and he created the light, and he also gave us the sun and the moon.
让这个太阳系的这个行星、这个恒星、这个就是上了轨道。
And the stars have their own tracks.
那我们也知道啊，这我住在我们这个 New Jersey 这边，很 enjoy 这个四季分明哈。
And in New Jersey, we can enjoy the distinct four seasons.
我们为什么有四季啊？
Why do we need to have four seasons?
神很创造，很奇妙的让地球有23度的这个斜角来运作哈，所以我们就会有这个春夏秋冬。
And God created the orbit so that the Earth can rotate at a 23 angle, and that gives us the winter, summer, fall, and spring.
要谈到这个神的创造在大自然哈，然后我们讲到各种的生物，包括你我的话，啊，就说不完的奇妙了。
This is just about the nature. In addition, God created animals and human beings, and the creations are even more wonderful.
在很多年前，当我开始有第一个小孩，有的朋友开始有小孩的时候，为了生小孩，父母都会预备很多的事情哈，为了迎接他们的孩子。
And many years ago, when I welcomed my babies as well as my friends welcoming theirs, we have done a lot of things in order to for the baby to come.
那是让我特别的感动，就是神为了你我创造人以之先。创造这个美丽的世界。
And I was touched by that thought because before God created us, He created this world to welcome us.
所有人做的画画哈、照相哈、一切的美景哈、都是都是其实 copy 神的创造。
And if you look at the paintings, you look at the beautiful pictures people take, those are just copies of God's creation.
其实人一切的，像我本来学物理的，我们科学一切的发明哈、英文翻译的很好，都是 discover 哈、都是发现神创造的奇妙。
And even when we talk about scientific inventions, sometimes the inventions are just discoveries of how God created this world in His wonderful way.
那你要知道，这些神的创造都是为你为我所造。
And we must understand that He created all these for you and me.
那神不但是为你我所造的这个我们所住这个美好的环境，神更是为了我们，他奇妙的创造了你与我。
Not only He created this beautiful environment for us, He also created us.
那我们自己的所事哈，你是个什么样的人呢？
So who are we?
神创造了这一切哈，然后神是照他自己的形象造了你我。
God created us in His own image.
那神是个灵哈，其实没有这个不说所说的形象，不是我们这个肉体的外观的长相哈。
God is a spirit. He doesn't have the flesh as we do.
他所叙述的更是神一切神本性的美好。
So He created us in His divine nature.
首先他是爱。所以你我都有神给的一个爱的生命。
First, He is love. Therefore, we have a life of love.
我们其实身为人，如果你想人生的时候，人最美的就是你的爱心。
When you think about our lives, the most beautiful nature of it is love.
我们也有公平公义，当我们看到不公平公义的时候，我们会气愤。那个公义的义哈，不是容易的义，义愤哈，甜心。
We also have a heart of just and righteousness. When we see something bad happening, we will get angry.
神也把那个是非这个良心放在我们心里哈。
God also give us conscience.
所以神给了你我一切的美好哈。我前段时间也特别的想到，因为有些人，有不同的爱好。
So he has given us all kinds of divine natures for us to have, and we also have hobbies.
不，这个有人喜欢照相和欣赏风景。
And some they enjoy nature or taking pictures of nature.
他很感谢神创造这么美丽的风景。
And they can be thankful of God who created this beautiful nature.
我就有问他，你有没有感谢神给你这个能力欣赏啊？
And I asked him, have you thank God for the ability for your ability to appreciate the nature He created?
你有没有想到，神不但让这些漂亮，你能看见？不但你能看见，你能欣赏。
Not only the nature, not only that you can see the nature, but you can appreciate.
有人很喜欢音乐，不管各样的音乐哈，不同年纪、不同年代，我们有时候欣赏的不同的音乐。但是你有没有想到，是神赋予人的能力，能够写这么美好的音乐，这么好的歌，而且让你有这个欣赏的能力去欣赏它。
And some people love to hear music. Have you thought about that it is God who gives people the ability to create music and also you the ability to appreciate those beautiful music?
我有认识一些朋友，他很有这个文学的造诣啊，喜欢写诗，也喜欢欣赏的诗。
And I also have friends who love literature.
我说你有没有感谢神，让人有这样的才华？写那么美的词句，然后你也有这样的能力去写，而且去欣赏。
And I ask him, have you thought about that God gives people the ability to create beautiful writings and give you the ability to appreciate?
我没有那么爱吃，可是我大概好几十年前啊，就发现爱吃的人好花得来啊。
I don't particularly like a lot of to eat, but I learned that it is good for the people who can appreciate good food.
因为他每天至少三次想到三餐，他都会笑啊。
Because at least three times a day, they will be happy.
我就好希望我更爱吃啊。
So I hoped that I would be developing some appreciation for good food.
你有没有对神感谢？你能够享受美食呢
？Do you thank God for your ability to appreciate food?
我们能够要这个感恩的事情实在是太多太多哈。
There are many things that we should be thankful for.
而且呢，神给我们赋予了这些，而且他是把他自己的生命赐给了我们。
God gave us all of these, but more importantly, He gave us His life.
你我不像动物，只有魂，没有灵。
You and I, we are unlike animals who have just the
spirit or soul.
They don't have spirit. We do.
我们这个跟动物不一样，不在于这感情上，所以你养动物你会得到很多的满足，它如同人一样，它也很感性，它可以跟你很亲密哈，它也真的是你感受到情感上的互相喜爱。
So when you raise a pet, you can feel that there are a lot of similarities of them to human beings. For example, they can be emotionally attached to you.
虽然我不会讲动物的语言啊，但是我知道它没有神的观念。
Although I cannot speak to animals, but I understand that they don't have concept of God.
就很多的动物，它与生俱来的造窝，它们可以都不要人教，它就会给自己造很好的自己的房子啊。
But they have the ability to make their own dens or living spaces.
他们也很，甚至有些动物很会开会。
And some of them, they have the ability to meet, to have conference among themselves.
但是那么千千万万的年以后，这些动物从来就没有给自己盖一个教堂和庙宇哈。
But all these years.These animals, they never created a church for themselves.
他们很会开会，哇！狼开会我们都知道， 蚂蚁怎么开会你都不知道，那百万雄鹰去搬东西都很有秩序。
For example, a pack of wolves or ants, they all can have assemblies in a way that we don't understand how.
但是我们研究动物，从来就没有看到动物知道要去拜什么、worship 什么。
But for those people who study animals, they've never found that animals would be worshiping something.
但是人的心里要有一个和睦，理性的相交。
But for us human beings, we are thirst for spiritual connections.
而且有永恒的观念。
And we have a concept of everlasting.
哎，这不只是怕死的问题，而是一直会想以后呢，未来呢。
This is not because we're afraid of death. It is because that we're hoping for the future. What will happen in the future?
就心灵的空虚，实际上是人一直探讨不明白的。
Our exploration in this aspect is from the emptiness of our heart.
唯有我们真的信靠了神，我们才能够得到满足。
Only when we become believers of God can we be satisfied in this aspect.
那好，你说牧师啊，你创造讲了很多哈，我们也讲不完。但是你不能够否认，我每个人都有不完美的地方啊。
So you might ask that yes, the creation was wonderful, but you cannot deny that we have imperfections.
有人为对自己的身材、长相不满意。
Some people may not be happy with their appearances.
有人对自己某些才能上不满意。
And some people may not be happy with their talents.
他说：“神如果这样的美好，为什么不把我造得更美好一些？”
And they would ask, if God is so powerful, why can't He make me better in these aspects?
但我要跟你讲，你千万不要因为这些不够完美的地方来埋怨神呐。
I want to tell you that not to blame God for the imperfections.
因为就是那些不够完美之处，能够帮助我们更谦卑的去欣赏别人，更谦卑的愿意受教，更谦卑的愿意蒙塑造。
Because our imperfections can often humble us, helping us appreciate others, receive teachings.And be willing to be molded.
也就是那些不够完美的地方，帮助你我能够成长，成为一个更好的人。
And these imperfections can help us to grow into a better person.
那你也可能说，牧师啊，你不可否认人心里都有恶哦，
And、
坏啊，人心很坏啊。
And you may ask me, The evil in the heart of a man is undeniable.
但我同时要提醒就，我们不可否认，就是因为我们有良知，我们才知道自己或别人的不好。
But I want to remind you that you cannot deny that it's only and that is only because that you have a conscience, and that by that conscience you will know your evilness as well as other people's evilness.
那有不少人会说哈，神若是全能的，为什么造的人都会犯罪呀？
Well, some people also ask me, if God is Almighty, why would all people that He created, sin?
你说，你看人做的电脑哈，都很乖乖的，你看他有时候不太乖，我们也让他乖一点，能够好好做事哈，不犯错。
Even the computers made by man, we can make them so perfect that they can avoid making any mistakes.
那我就要问你，电脑有它有自由意志吗？
Then I'm going to ask you, do computers have free will?
那我们现在学电脑的最现在最想发展的就是这个人工智慧哈。
And we all know about artificial intelligence.
但是。我们敢叫电脑有自由意志吗？
But do we dare to let the computer have its own free will?
我们敢让电脑自己选择对与错吗？
Do we dare going to let the computer decide right or wrong.
我敢让这电脑说他今天高兴为我做事就做事，他高兴不为我做事就不做事吗？
Do we dare to let the computer choose whether or not to serve us today?
但是爱我们的神尊重我们到一个地步，他让我们有自由意志。
But God who loves us and respects us, and His love and respect for us is so much to an extent that He allows us to have free will.
他让我们个别有独立的思想，自由的选择。
And He allows us to have independent thoughts and free choices.
甚至让人选择要不要信神，要不要爱神。
Even to choose whether to believe in God, whether to love Him.
我们现在科技很发达哈，如果我们现在的科技可以有一个computer chip 这个晶片哈，放在人的脑筋以后呢，你就可以让它完全照你的意愿来生活。
If the technology can now create a chip implanted in the brain, that can make a person live exactly as you wish.
你如果真的爱一个人，你要把这个 chip 放在他的大脑里吗？
Would you do this if you truly love someone?
我想不会的。
I don't think you would.
父母生孩子的气的时候，巴不得有这个 chip， 可是真的要他放的时候，他爱孩子，他绝对不会这样做的。
Parents probably would have the moment that they would want to have such a chip in their children's brains, but if it really comes down to that, I don't think anybody would actually implement that.
一个男孩子好喜欢一个女孩子，他追她，人家就不理他。他如果有这个器官，他巴不得放进去。可他真的爱这个女孩子，他会这样做吗
？A boy may love a girl crazily, and if he had such a chip, he may want to put that into the girl's brain. But if the love is true love.Would he actually do that?
不是心甘情愿的爱，我想到有了你也不觉得好，对不对？
If the love is not out of willingness, then even if you get it, you probably wouldn't be satisfied with it.
全知全能的神当然知道，给了你我自由意志以后，我们一定会犯错。
The omniscient and almighty God, He obviously knows that if He gives us free will, we will sin.
所以神为了你我也准备了救赎，准备了救恩。
Therefore, God has prepared salvation for us.
使我们犯罪了后，我们仍然能够在他爱中蒙拯救。
So that we who sin can be saved by God in His love.
所以我们为创造感恩，我们也要为神的拯救来感恩。
Therefore, not only we should be thankful for His creation, we should also be thankful for His salvation.
我们知道，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我，你与我死在十字架上，他的爱就向我们显明了。
Jesus died for us while we were still sinners, and He showed us His love on the cross.
他的拯救使我们不会因着我们最终而灭亡，他的拯救使我们有了永恒的生命。
And His salvation saved us so that we won't be destructed. Instead, we will be saved.
这个永生不是等我们死了以后，这永生是当我们信了主以后我们就有，哪怕肉体的死不能停止我们在神的面前那永远的生命。
The eternal life that we received through Jesus' death doesn't start until we die. It starts now.
而且这个生命不只是存活啊，神给的生命一个心是一个丰盛的生命。
And this life that He gave us is not just a life for us to survive. No, it is an abundant life.
一个能享受今世永世的福的生命。
It is a life that we can enjoy the blessings of this world as well as the eternal life.
一个人活出我们每一个人神所赐给的美好，展现我们的光彩，展现我们的灿烂。
It is a life that we can live out to show God's beauty in us, to show the brilliance in us.
这个生命是一个崭新的生命。
And this is a brand new life.
也就是当我们信了耶稣基督以后，我们肉身好像啊，这生命存在，但是神给我们一个崭新的生命，与他同在，有圣灵的同在的一个新生命。
In this new life, God is with us, and the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以我们不但为创造我们感恩，我们为神的拯救感恩。
Therefore, we should be thankful for His salvation in addition to His creation.
那神对你我在爱中创造，在爱中拯救，因为他有他的旨意。
And God created us and He saved us because He has His will for us.
我们都知道耶稣这个名字是拯救的意思哈，他要啊，因为他要把啊百姓从罪恶中拯救出来，所以叫做耶稣。耶稣就是耶和华拯救。
You know the meaning of Jesus' name is Jehovah saves because He will save everyone.
但是同样，神也告诉我们，耶稣还有另外一个名字。
But God also has another name for Jesus.
叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
It's called Emmanuel, which is God with us.
我们教会的人应该更敏感哈，我们教会的名字就是神与我们同在。
And our church name has Emmanuel in it.
所以我们要知道，神造了我们是让我们与他在永恒里面同享福乐。哪怕我们犯了罪，神来拯救我们，也不是把我们拯救来的就放一边，他是要与我们同在。
Therefore, we should know that God created us so that we can enjoy His blessings eternally.And even if we have sinned, He saved us. And the purpose of saving us is so that He can be with us.
你有没有常常感谢有一位全能的神，他与我们同在，是我们随时的帮助，随时的安慰，随时的引领。这样的一位爱我们的神，他愿意时时的与我们同在，而向神感谢。
And we should be thankful.For God, because He is the Almighty God, and He wants to be with us, providing constant help, comfort, and guidance.
神的心意除了他要与我们同在，可是他为你我都有美好的计划。
And God's will for each one of us, is also perfect.
就我们信靠神的人，真是不要不满意你自己是什么。神给你都有美好的计划，要去做一些美好的好事。
Therefore, for our believers, we should not be unsatisfied with our imperfections, because God created us to do exactly the things, the good work that He designed for us to do.
所以我们常常感谢神，感谢神给我们的各样的能力，也感谢神给我们各样的机会。
Therefore, we should be thankful for all kinds of talents He gives us, and also for all the opportunities He gives us.
这是我这几年特别喜欢的经文哈，就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》5:16-18.
This is my favorite verses. It's First Thessalonians chapter 5:16-18.
因为我从大学开始祷告，我一直有一项祷告常常没有停止的，就是我求神让我更爱人，对人更能够看到人的优点，更喜欢人。
Since college, I always prayed for myself. One of the constant theme was that I asked God to give me more love for people.
后来好多年以后，我发现 我越爱一个人，我就希望他快乐的生活，他有幸福的日子。
And I realized, after a while, that if I love someone, then I would hope that he or she would, live happily.
我希望我的父母过得欢喜快乐。
I want my parents to be to live happily.
我希望我的妻子她觉得她活得幸福，没有嫁错人，哈哈，活得欢喜快乐。
I want my wife to live happily.Knowing that she didn't marry the wrong person.
我的孩子慢慢长大，我常常为他们祷告，希望他们欢喜快乐。
And my kids have grown up, and I pray for them to have happy lives.
我们教会不管过去进进出出一些人，我想到他们，我为他们祷告，希望他们欢喜快乐，有幸福。
And for the people in our church.Whenever I think about them, I pray for them to have happy lives.
然后有一天，我就想到这个经文，我已经会背的经文，我忽然感到神好爱我们。
And when I think about this verse, it makes me think how great a love God has for us.
因为神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意，就是要我们常常的喜乐。
Because God's will for us in Christ Jesus is to rejoice always.
但是我就觉得，哎呀，这中文这个常常真的不够表达，是一直 always 的，不停的喜乐，都任何时候都是欢喜快乐。
And it means not just from time to time. It means always, every moment.
当我们更认识神的爱的时候，我们。更知道神是多么的爱我们，也更明白对神的心意，对神的话语有更深的认识。
When we understand God's love, then we will see how much He has loved us, and we would have a deeper understanding of His words.
我知道他多爱我以后，他不住的祷告，不是一天到晚我们就只去祷，而是他告诉我们，随时随刻。他都在我们的身旁，随时都帮助我们，随时都垂听我们诉说。
When he tells us to pray continually, he doesn't mean that we just keep talking to him. What he meant was that he is a constant help to us. He always listens to us.
一个爱的神告诉你凡事的谢恩，就是任何你面临任何事，你都知道，神知道。神仍然掌管，我们亦无担心。哪怕那个真的不好的事情，爱我的神都让他许可发生。神至高的智慧，全知全能的神，他一定另有道理。
When he tells us give thanks in all circumstances, he meant, in all different situations that we should give thanks for him because he allows things to happen to us.And he has his reason, and he's the Almighty God. Therefore, he is in control.
哪怕我们真的不明白
even if we still didn't have the understanding of what's happening,
真的信主是极大喜乐的事
Believing in God is the greatest pleasure.
在感恩里面，你回顾过去许许多多神什么样的眷顾你、保护你。安慰你，就是保佑你。你面临任何事情的时候，你真的没有惧怕。
And when you count your blessings, thinking about in the past how he had protected you and comforted you and helped you, then when you're facing things, you shouldn't have any fear.
我也喜欢跟人提到我很久以前，来美国没多久，看到那个电视上一个讲座。一个外国人在，哇，好多人，大概上千的人，那个大厅堂听他演讲。
When I first came to America, I saw that someone was giving a seminar to thousands of people on TV.
结果讲呢，讲的是我们中国人的塞翁失马，焉知非福。
And what the topic that he was talking about was was old Chinese story that if it's about this guy's blessing. The guy lost a horse, but it turned out to be a blessing.
Yeah. 那个故事其实就是告诉你，不管人看来的灾祸和人看来的福，你其实都不知道后来是福是祸。
The concept of the story was that sometimes we may see something happening as bad, but it may turn out to be good.
那个焉知就是说你不知道。
So sometimes you really don't know what's going on.
那也就是说，其实你碰到不幸的事情，你也不要太难过，可能是个福气的。
And it tells us that sometimes you may run into something unfortunate, but don't be upset over it, because it may turn out to be a blessing.
看来是极好的事情，你也不要太高兴，可能后来也带来不好的事。
And if you run into something very fortunate, don't be overwhelmed by it because it may bring something bad.
我当时心里一想，哎呀，信主真好，不管是好事我都很感恩，坏事我想神知道我还担心什么？神后面这后面一定有原因，一定是为我的好才让我来经历这事。
And at that point, I was thinking it was really good to believe in God because if something good happened to me.Of course, I will be thankful. If something bad happened to me, then there's nothing to worry about because behind this, there's God. He wouldn't let me worry.
所以，身为基督徒、神的儿女的你我，我们其实从神的创造，从神的拯救，从神的心意，我们都可以有数算不尽的一些该感恩的事情。
So as Christians.We should be able to count the blessings from God's creation, God's salvation, and God's will.
那在我结束之前，我现在就要来想你个人的经历呢。
And before I conclude, I want to ask you, what about your personal experience?
跟我讲的都是有圣经的根据，也是基督徒很多基督徒亲身的体验啊，不只是字句的明白。真的是生活上经历了以后，那些字句啊，在我们的生命里面实际的感受得到。
When you have personal experiences, the scripture will become alive.
哦，那你现在安静一下，你心里会数算哪些恩典
？Let's be quiet for a moment and think about what kind of blessings we have already received.
因为这些很重要哈，成为一个感恩的人，不管对神对人，时时去回想到那些，会帮助我们更知恩感恩，而且更喜乐哈。
Because when we count the blessings, it would make us more thankful and make us more sensitive to the blessings we have received.
你有没有曾经祷告神垂听你的祷告呢
？Have you ever prayed that to God for Him to listen to you？
不要事情成就以后你就说：“哎呀，我好幸运哈。”
Don't say that when you achieve something, that oh, I'm so fortunate.
事情成就了以后，你说：“哎呀，我的努力，我的聪明，真的是能够把事情完成了。”
And don't say it is my smart, it is my effort that made me achieve all these things.
还有我们都会犯错哈，我们得罪神也得罪了人。神原谅我们，我们能够有平安。
Sometimes we make mistakes and we offend people. Only when God forgives us can we have the peace in our heart.
你有没有为这些感谢神呢
？Have you thanked God for these？
是那永不止息的爱。当我们犯错，我们诚心悔改，神的赦免就临到我们身上。
Because of His unfailing love, when we repent sincerely, His forgiveness will be upon us.
你有没有向神感谢他对你的安慰呢？
Have you thanked God for his comfort?
有时候真的我们心中有苦被冤枉都不知道要神跟谁去诉说的时候，我们祷告神安慰了你与我。
And sometimes we have a bitterness in our heart. We don't even know who to talk to. And when we pray to him, he would comfort us.
你有没有经历过你碰到一些困难事你都觉得你不能承担你做不了，那你祷告神又加添你的力量让你能够面对那些挑战胜过那些困难呢？
Have you ever been challenged to a point where you think you would not be able to overcome? At those moments have you prayed to God and have you thanked him for helping you overcome those difficulties?
在这混乱极其不好的世代，在这世界里，有时候我们心中没有平安，有没有一直祷告神帮助了我们有平安呢？
In this world, there are chaos and there are distresses. So when we pray to God, do you feel that you have peace? Have you thanked him for that?
有时候我们不快乐，甚至气愤，但来到神的面前的时候，神却给了我们一些美好的思想，把喜乐重新 restore 进入了我们的心。
Sometimes we're unhappy or even angry. When we come before Him, He will restore our joy and He will give us happiness. Have you thanked Him for that?
回想那么多年来，我们有没有在有些时候、某段日子里？我们有所缺乏，我们向神祈求，后来神让我们也一无所缺呢？
Have you thought about that when you have needs, maybe in certain periods of your life that you pray to God and that He provides all you need? Have you thanked Him for that?
你有为我刚刚所说的这些种种一大堆的事情向神感谢吗？
Have you thanked for all the things that we just talked about?
还是过了也就过了。
Or when these things passed, you just forget about them.
我一个喜乐的人，就是常常回溯神与人对他的好，带着欢喜感谢的心对神对人。
A joyful person constantly reminds themselves of how good God was to them.
你有为你的儿女感谢神吗？
Have you thanked him for your children?
你有为你能够学成有就是为你的学习的机会与学位你有感谢神吗？
Have you thanked him for the opportunities to learn and for the degrees that you earned?
你有为你的工作感谢神吗？
Have you thanked him for your jobs?
因为你为你的房子、车子、一切拥有的，你觉得都是理所当然，还嫌不够吗？
And have you thanked him for your houses and cars? Have you taken all these for granted?
我们要知道，真的是我们一切的所有，都是神在他的爱中美意的，让我们能够拥有。让我们在里面能够享受，让我们有喜乐的生活。
We must understand that whatever that we have, it is provided by God in His love, and His will is for us to enjoy our lives.
我真希望我们借着这感恩节哈不但是大家相聚有人也会借着感恩节的提醒，也特别去。向某些人感谢哈。
And in this Thanksgiving holiday, I want everybody to be thankful, and you can thank to those people in your life, as an example?
我更希望在今天我们刚刚讲的这个信息里面，能够帮助你我啊，知道如何随时随地的能够想到对神对人感谢的事。
But more importantly, through today's message, I want you to be reminded of thanking God and thanking people constantly.
人常讲说知足常乐。
And we always say that if you're content with what you have, then you will be happy.
一个时时感恩的人，绝对是一个知足的人。
And a thankful person is a person who is content.
一个感恩的人，甚至面临生活的挑战的时候，他仍然能够看到神在他身上的恩典，以及他丰丰富富的拥有，而胜过挑战。
A thankful person, even when he faces challenges, he can see God's blessings on him, and he can see his God's abundance on him, and that would help him to overcome the challenges.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的神，我们真是感谢你。
Loving Lord, we thank you.
我们很快的，刚从你的创造、你的拯救、你的心意，我们更体会到你是多么的爱我们。
Through your creation, salvation, your will, we can see how much love you have for us.
我也真是恳求圣灵在我们每个人的心中，好。借着这样信息的提醒，我们回溯我们这一生里，真是有许许多多当感恩的事。
May the Holy Spirit touch our hearts so that we can look at our lives and count all the blessings.
是的，一切的美好都是你所赐予。
Every good and perfect gift is coming down from you.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks.
Amen.
Amen.